Remembering Charlie Kirk. Texas border business. Texas border business. Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist and founder of Turning Point USA, was assassinated on September 10, 2025, while speaking at Utah Valley University. He was 31 years old. Known for his bold presence on college campuses and his outspoken defense of conservative values, Kirk leaves behind his wife, Erica, and their two young children. For many, Kirk was not just a political figure but also a deeply faithful man who tied his public mission to his spiritual convictions. His wife, Erica Kirk, captured that spirit when she introduced him at one of his events. "He is bold. When the world demands silence, he is fearless where others flinch," she said. "And he has taken on the battle of the next generation, changing these hearts and minds. I know you guys have seen it, the college campuses changing the hearts and minds of these kids, and he's doing it with the single greatest gift that God has blessed us with. And that's God's word, that's his truth, and that's what he's doing. And it's so powerful." She described him not only as a fighter in the public square but as a devoted husband and father at home. "Behind the podium, he's a fighter, but behind closed doors, he is daddy. He is the love of my life," she said. "And I find it so incredible that my children, our children, get to watch him be the man that God has called him to be so fearlessly and so boldly and get to see that conviction come to life." Kirk himself often reflected on the meaning of his life and the purpose of his work. In one podcast appearance, he said, "I'm just flesh and bone, but more importantly, I'm a soul. And that soul is accountable to one being. I mean, I've had an unbelievably blessed life. Been doing this now would be 12 years on June 5th. I've been all across the world. I've met with world leaders. I've flown in Air Force One, got to know a president. I have an amazing family, the podcast, Turning Point USA, all that stuff. And so you experience that and you're like, what actually matters? What matters is your relationship with the divine, your relationship with your family, your kids, and maybe a close collection of friends, and your relationship with the truth." When asked how he hoped to be remembered, Kirk's answer was direct and straightforward: "I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. The most important thing is my faith and my mind." Those words now resonate with added weight as his family, friends, supporters, and even critics reflect on a life cut short. His work through Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action made him one of the most visible figures in conservative youth activism. He was also host of The Charlie Kirk Show, a podcast and radio program that reached millions. To Erica Kirk, his legacy is not only in the organizations he built but in the man she saw at home. "It's not a career to him, it's a calling," she once said. "And it is so humbling to witness, because all while he's doing that, he's still the spiritual head of our family, and he is still an incredible father and an intentional husband." Kirk's death has shaken political leaders, faith communities, and students across the country. But in his own words, he left behind the measure by which he wished to be judged: courage, faith, and devotion to God, family, and country. First name email.